Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming program author Susan Appel, and she's the author of What the Heart Carries, One Secret, Two Lives. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available at our website, as well as on major platforms like Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and many more. Susan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Don. Thanks for having me. It's truly a pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I'm a newly published author, a wife, and a mother of two, and I love living life at the Jersey Shore. I work in healthcare, and for the past 15 years, I've carried the dream of writing this book in my heart. Finishing it, finally bringing the story to life, has been one of my most meaningful experiences. I feel incredibly grateful and content.
So tell us about your book.
What the Heart Carries is a deeply personal story. It's about two siblings, Stephanie and Carmine, who grew up less than a year apart, yet never know each other exists. Stephanie is raised in love and stability, but with a lingering sense that something in her past isn't being told. Carmine's life is the opposite, marked by loss, instability, and a constant search for belonging. And their worlds collide with one unexpected phone call that reveals a long-buried secret and instantly binds them together. The book follows the joy of their discovery, the tenderness of their new bond, and the devastating tragedy that reshapes everything that follows. So What the Heart Carries, it's a very deeply personal story. It's about two siblings, and their names are Stephanie and Carmine, and they grow up less than a year apart. They never even knew each other existed. And Stephanie, the young girl, is raised in love and protection, but she always felt something was wrong, and she always had a lingering sense that something wasn't being told. While Carmine, on the other hand, he was surrounded by instability, constant search for belonging. Then their worlds collide with an unexpected phone call, and it binds them together. And there's tragedy, and there's happy endings, and it's about family secrets, faith, identity. The pull of blood and the backdrop of Brooklyn plays a big part in this book.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
So I wrote this book for anyone who's ever felt the ache of an unanswered question or having the feeling they weren't being told something. It's for people who grew up sensing there was more beneath the surface of their family history, even if it was never said out loud. It's for those who experienced loss, trauma, you know, complicated family dynamics. Stephanie and Carmine's journey replicates a universal longing to belong and to understand where we come from and to feel connected to something bigger than our pain. But more than anything, on a personal level, I wrote it for my brother. It's to honor him, to give him a voice, to show that even in tragedy, there could be beauty, meaning, and hope.
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
Oh, yes. At its core, What the Heart Carries, it's about the power of truth and the way it reshapes our lives, even when it arrives decades late. It explores how one hidden choice can ripple through generations and how uncovering that truth can bring both healing and heartbreak. It's about identity and understanding where we come from and how our roots, even the ones we never knew existed, shape what we become. And woven through all of it is faith, the quiet, steady force that helps the characters navigate grief, forgiveness, and the complicated beauty of family. Ultimately, I think the message is this: even the hardest truths can lead us to the people and the purpose we were always meant to find.
Now, if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
If I had to choose just one, it would be this. Once again, I say the truth, because even when it's painful, complicated, or long overdue, it has the power to set us free. You know, so many people carry silent questions, hidden wounds, or family stories that were never fully told, and that silence shapes us more than we realize. In What the Heart Carries, Stephanie and Carmine's lives are transformed the moment the truth finally comes to light. While it doesn't erase the past, it gives them clarity, connection, and a sense of who they really are.
Now, if you were asked to compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, Which book would it be and why?
I think I would compare What the Heart Carries to The Great Alone by Kristen Hannah. Not because the plots are the same, but because both stories explore the emotional terrain of family, trauma, resilience, and the complicated love that binds people together, even in hard circumstances. Like The Great Alone, my book follows characters who are shaped by the wounds of their past and the secrets that were kept from them. But there's that same sense of family trying to navigate pain, identity, and their survival while holding on to whatever pieces of love they can. My story is just told through a different lens and rooted in real events.
Now, can you tell us about some of the characters in the book?
Well, the main characters are the siblings at the center of the story. So that's Stephanie and Carmine. And their lives run in parallel, but couldn't be more different. And Stephanie grows up in what looks like a charmed world. Loving, protective parents, private school, dance lessons, stability, and every opportunity a child could want. But underneath it, all of it, is a secret she can feel, but she can't name. And the truth is that she was adopted. And that unspoken piece of her identity shapes her in quiet ways, creating this lingering sense that something in her past isn't being told. And then Carmine's life is the complete opposite. He grows up in instability, confusion, and abandonment. He's constantly searching. He's searching for belonging, for answers, for something he can't quite put into words. His life is marked by loss and uncertainty, yet he carries this deep, intuitive sense that a missing piece of his story is out there somewhere. So their journeys are separate, but their hearts are connected long before they even know it. And when their worlds finally collide, everything changes.
Now, was there anything from your own life you put into these characters?
So absolutely. This story is derived from my own life. So every character carries a piece of my truth. Stephanie's journey mirrors my own search for identity and answers that were kept from me. Carmine's story reflects the brother I never got to grow up with and the bond we should have had. Cecilia, their birth mother, is shaped by the real pain of a young woman when she was forced into a decision she never wanted to make. And it was a pain that echoed through my own family. And Angelina, Stephanie's adoptive mother, reflects the complicated love, protection, and silence that surrounded my own childhood. At the core of it all, the longing, the loss, and the discovery, all of that comes directly from my lived experience. Writing, it wasn't just storytelling. It was a way of me honoring the people who shaped me and making sense of the pieces of my past that were hidden for so long.
Now, was there a character or a scene, perhaps, that you could say is your favorite?
Well, one of my scenes is in chapter 17. It's Old Streets, Fresh Eyes. It's the moment when Stephanie returns to Brooklyn with her husband, Matthew, and their two children, Gabriella and Jonathan. And she takes them through all the places that shaped her childhood, like Coney Island, Cropsey Park, her old high school, the church she attended as a little girl, and even her favorite pizza place. What makes the scene so special to me is that Stephanie is seeing her past through the eyes of her children. You know, it's nostalgic, emotional, and grounding. Carmine once walked those same streets unbeknownst to young Stephanie. So there's this bittersweet layer underneath the joy sharing her roots. It's a scene filled with warmth, memory, and the quiet ache of what could have been. And it captures the heart of the story in such a simple human way.
So how did you decide which real life details to keep and which ones to alter?
It was very much part of the creative process because I personally lived the people, the places, and moments that inspired the story. Deciding what to keep and what to reshape became a winding but deeply meaningful road. Some names came from first or last names of people who mattered to me, and others were created from their initials in a quiet way of honoring them. Many of the places remained true to life, but some situations were reimagined. There are moments I wish had happened or versions of events that came straight from the heart.
So why did you decide to explore the long-term consequences of this family secret across decades?
The heart of this novel is rooted in the hope of inspiring anyone who has lived through deep hurt or long-standing trauma. I carried this story with me for many years before I could write it, partly because of the emotional weight was attached to my own experience. One person's choices created an entire web of consequences, shaping my life and the lives connected to mine. And it took time, distance, and a lot of healing before I could revisit it with clarity. Exploring the ripple effects of this family secret allowed me to show how a single moment, it can echo across generations, but also how strength, restoration, and my self-discovery can rise from these echoes. And writing this book became a part of my own healing process. And my hope is that readers feel encouraged, seen, and reminded that their stories can lead to resilience too.
So how did you structure the timeline, and how did you decide whose viewpoint to follow in each chapter?
So I drew from the natural rhythm of my own life's timeline. The structure came together in a way that felt both organic and honest. Stephanie's viewpoint is that of my own, and that made her chapters feel instinctive to write. When it came to my biological mom, I never had the chance to meet her, but through the pieces of information shared with me over the years, I imagined the voice she might have had. Even without knowing her personally, I've always felt a deep, almost spiritual connection to her. And writing her chapters felt like giving her the space to finally speak. And the remaining characters were all inspired by people I've known intimately, their personalities, their choices, and their presence in my life. Their perspectives emerged naturally because they were already woven into the fabric of the story. In many ways, the timeline and viewpoints chose themselves. I simply followed the emotional truth of each moment and let the characters guide me.
Now, faith, guilt, and redemption are prominent in Stephanie's arc. How did your own spiritual reflection shape her journey?
I gave Stephanie the same tumultuous but ultimately beautiful spiritual journey that shaped my own life. Her path mirrors the long winding road of wrestling with betrayal, searching for the meaning, and eventually finding her way back to faith. So for me, returning to my faith is what opened the door to forgiveness, especially towards the people who caused the deepest wounds. And that kind of forgiveness isn't simple or quick, but it is powerful. It is born from love and it is born from God. And like I say in the book, forgiveness is the most beautiful gift you can give to yourself or to someone else. Stephanie's arc reflects that truth. Her healing, her testimony, and her redemption all come from a place of spiritual surrender and renewal, just as mine did.
So what kind of research or personal experiences informed your depiction of adoption, reunions, and searching for family?
This emotional thread was incredibly raw because I lived a version of it myself. My brother searched for me for 4 years in not knowing my name, my story, or whether I truly existed. Only that something in his spirit told him the pieces of our childhood didn't add up. And I felt the same intuition growing up, that quiet sense that I wasn't being told something. When he finally found me, everything shifted all at once. Long buried truth surfaced, emotions rose to the surface, and our lives changed in ways that were both overwhelming and deeply healing. That experience, the uncertainty, the longing, and the shock of discovery, the profound relief of connection shaped how I wrote Carmine's Journey. It allowed me to portray the complexity of adoption reunions with honesty, tenderness, and the emotional weight they deserve.
Now, your book emphasizes Italian-American family life and Catholic values. What aspects of that were most important for you to capture?
Growing up in Brooklyn in an Italian-American family meant being surrounded by faith, loyalty, and a very strong sense of community from the beginning. Those values weren't just taught, they were lived. The neighborhood itself felt like an extension of our family. It was a place where everyone knew each other, looked out for each other, and shared in the rhythms of daily life. It was a very special time and place, and one that shaped who I am. Capturing that era felt essential because it truly was one of a kind. The traditions, the closeness, and unspoken rules of respect and devotion, all of it created a foundation that stayed with me throughout my life. I love sharing what that world feels like with people I meet, and now with readers of this story. It was a once-in-a-lifetime era, and I'm incredibly proud and grateful to have lived through it. And of course, the food. You can't tell an Italian-American story without honoring the food. It's practically its own character.
So, have you had any feedback yet from readers?
Yes, and it's been far more moving than I ever expected. I've received so much positive feedback online and in person, but what really stays with me is the depth of what readers are sharing. People have told me they read the book in a single day because they simply couldn't put it down. Others said the story brought them to tears, not just sadness, but hope, faith, and a sense of peace. Readers talk about how real the characters feel and how the emotions are raw and honest, and how the themes of family, loyalty, forgiveness, resilience, and long-held secrets touch something personal in their own lives. Some said the Brooklyn scenes felt like stepping into a memory, and others said the story taught them to be kinder because you never know what someone's heart is carrying. To hear that this book is resonating so deeply, that it is offering comfort, healing, and even some inspiration, has been the most rewarding part of publishing this story. I never imagined it would connect with people on this level, and I'm incredibly grateful.
What's next for you? Anything coming up?
Right now, I'm giving myself a moment to breathe and really take in the fact that this long-awaited project is finally out in the world. And it's been such an emotional journey, and I want to honor that before diving into what's next. I'm looking forward to seeing where this creative voyage leads, but what I'm most excited about is connecting with readers, the ones who have already embraced the story and the new readers I hope to meet at book fairs, festivals, and future events. Sharing this book face-to-face and hearing what resonated with people, building a community around the story feels like the natural next step for me.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
This book is for readers who love contemporary women's fiction and emotionally driven family dramas, especially those who gravitate towards the character-focused, discussion-worthy stories. It's a great fit for book clubs because there's so much to unpack about family, identity, and truth, the choices that shape us. It's also for anyone who wants a powerful story that lingers and something that offers deep emotional connection, invites reflection, and ultimately leaves them with a sense of meaning and hope.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's www.susanappelauthor.com.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Susan Appel, and she is the author of What the Heart Carries, One Secret, Two Lives. Susan, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. And whether you're an author who'd like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.